الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear brothers and sisters، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are with the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions. It is a summarization of the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the 10 companions who have been given the glad tidings of Jannah. In the last Dars last week, we spoke about the messages that he sent and the messengers that he sent to the nations surrounding the Arabian Peninsula and also those who are within the Arabian Peninsula. And we said that the Prophet ﷺ has sent عمر ابن أمية الضمري، عمر ابن أمية الضمري to النجاشي, the king of Abyssinia, who embraced Islam and respected the messenger of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent also Dahya ibn Khalifat al-Kalbi, Dahya ibn Khalifat al-Kalbi, the one whom Jibreel alayhi salam used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in most cases in his shape, in the shape of Dahya ibn Khalifat al-Kalbi. So the Prophet ﷺ sent this companion, Dahya ibn Khalifat al-Kalbi, to the king of Rome, of the Romans. King of the Romans.
Hercules.
Who used to be called Hercules. Hercules asked Dahya about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hercules was the second emperor who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before he saw him. The first was An-Najashi. But the difference is An-Najashi remained Muslim although his pops did not like for him to embrace Islam. But he did not care. However, Heraclius embraced Islam first and believed, because he was one of the scholars of Christianity. However, Heraclius asked Dahya about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when it was given to him or told to him that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah that says so and so about Isa alayhi salam, He intended to embrace them. But the Romans did not accept that from him, as well as the Abyssinians did not accept from Najashi. But look to the reactions, the difference in the reactions. And Najashi did not care about the Abyssinians. They like or they don't, they accept or they don't. And that's why they respected him. They respected the Najashi. And when he embraced Islam, no one has objected to that. While Heraclius showed that he was willing to embrace Islam, but when the Romans showed that they are going to reject him as a king of Romans, he told them that he just was tasting them to see if they will accept or not, or to remain on their present when he felt from them that they don't like for him to become or to embrace Islam or to believe in this messenger, he then feel the position to go from him. So he told them that he just examined them with that, and it was a lie. Also the Prophet ﷺ sent Abdullah ibn Hudhafah al-Sahmi, a companion. He sent him to the king of Fars, Kisra. But when Abdullah ibn Hudhafah al-Sahmi saw Kisra, the king of Fars, killed or torn the letter or the message of Rasulullah, he felt sorry for that. And the Prophet ﷺ didn't say it. He cheered my letter, may Allah cheer his kingdom. And so, as the Prophet ﷺ subjugated against him, his kingdom was broken apart to be small countries, and his two sons were fighting against each other. The Prophet ﷺ also sent Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a al-Lakhmi to al-Muqawqis, the king of Alexandria in Egypt, as it was an independent kingdom. Muqawqis said good when he read the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he decided to continue as a Christian. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not force him for that. So he sent to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam Maria al-Qibtiyya, the mother of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and her sister Sirin. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave Sirin as a gift to Hassan ibn Thabit, the poetry of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So she became pregnant and delivered her first baby, Abdul Rahman ibn Hassan. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent Amr ibn al-As to the two kings of Oman, as Oman had two brother kings at the time, one called Jaifar and the other called Abd. The children of Al-Julandi. And they became Muslims. Walhamdulillah. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Salita ibn Amr al-Amiri to al-Yamama, the middle of the Arabian Peninsula, which is today known as Najd. He sent him to Hawza ibn Ali Al-Hanafi, who dealt with the messenger of Rasulullah very nicely and was kind and generous to him. And he wrote a reply to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying, what a good thing that you are calling to. And then he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am the one who gave the sermon amongst my people, and I am the poetry amongst them. Amongst them. But the bad thing in that he said, okay, you give me a position. And what you have been sent with, I mean, let us share the prophethood. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused that, perhaps. For sure he would refuse that, because the prophethood is not a desire of his, but it is something Allah Ta'ala made obligatory upon him to convey with and then Hawd ibn Ali al-Hanafi refused to embrace Islam, and he died at the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Mecca. And then he also sent Shuja' ibn Wahb al-Asadi to Al-Harith ibn Abi Shamr al-Ghassani, the king of Al-Balqa in Jordan today. Shuja' said that once I reached Al-Balqa, or I reached this man in a town called Ghawta to Dimashq, he took the message and read it, then he threw it and he said, I'm coming to Muhammad to fight him. But the emperor that time stopped him for some reason, for sure. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent also Al-Muhajir ibn Abi Umayyah Al-Makhzumi to Al-Harith Al-Himyari, one of the rulers of Yemen. And he also sent العلاء بن الحضرمي to المنذر بن ساوى العبدي, the king of Bahrain that time. And he wrote to him a message calling him to Islam. So this king المنذر became Muslim, and a good Muslim رضي الله عنه. And he sent also Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhuma to different places in Yemen to call people and leaders, rulers to Islam. So most of the people of Yemen became Muslim through Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari without any fighting. And by that we know that it is important for a Muslim, especially Talib al-Ilm, wherever he is, he should convey the message in a good way, that people that he is directing his call to should respect him and respect his call. But not to remain silent where he lives or run away to live in another land, but need to convey the message in where he used to live and grow up and rise up. And that's all for today. We end up here by Adhan al-Maghrib here in Jeddah, willing inshallah to see you once again with this subject on next Sunday. May Allah preserve us all abun iman, ikhlas and sunnah. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.